Okay.
Return from executive session at 6:54 p.m. So let me get back to our agenda here and make sure I'm following our path. All right, I think next up is the fiscal officer's report, so.
Did you want to mention for the sake of the agenda that we could not have the getting to know the library series tonight?
Yes, thank you. So next on the agenda was going to be the Get to Know the Library series for Union Township Branch, but we're going to have to reschedule that due to illness. So
okay.
We'll look forward to that when we're able to see that one. Go ahead, Melanie.
We have the November 2023 financial report with the bank reconciliation, check register. The month-to-date and year-to-date fund reports and bank reports, end-of-month balancing report, our PLF, and then our housekeeping resolutions.
Any questions? Any questions for Melanie about the fiscal reports? All right. I need a motion to approve the November 2023 financial reports as mailed.
So moved.
Mr. Cardinal makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Wade seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Next item will be a motion to approve the November 2023 bills paid. I have a motion.
So moved.
Ms. White makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Ramos seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. And finally, November 2023 bill paid for Anthem. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Humphrey makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Ramos seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, motion passes. I abstain. For the record. All right, now, Melanie, I know you've got the resolutions, but that's under the further on in the agenda. Are you okay if we do that in order? Okay. All right, Chris, you're up for the director's report, please.
Thank you. Testing, testing. Oh, does this turn off during the. Yes. So, we've got video to share.
Okay.
Might as well do that first because I don't have any audio. This is in the director's report, the Meowie and Bright, so if you linked through and watched it. Our partnership with the League for Animal Welfare, they did this big call out for organizations to decorate a cat room. And we created our kitty room.
Go back to the desktop to
the
connect to the projector. There you go. 418.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Do you like the microphone?
I'm not sure what the audio is going to be like. Be prepared if it's too loud.
Room 5 is brought to you by the Claremont County Public Library.
Turn that down a little bit.
I'll let you do it.
Tip over.
That's
loud. There we go. Okay. That's too much. Let's start over again.
Room 5 is brought to you by the Claremont County Public Library. They created a little reading nook for the kitties. and made most of their decorations out of book pages, including this amazing tree that they created. Cat puns abound in this room with titles like The Meowtsiders, The Odd Hissy, and Lord of the Strings. Three cheers for public libraries.
Super cute. And then we have another one. One of the staff members who participated, she did a little video too. It's really cute. Heard me talk about our Perfect Tales, that program. That's where they have the reading to the cats in those individual rooms. So the kids who sign up, they have an adult go in the room, they bring their books, and they read to the cats. And you can see how social they are and how much they enjoy that interaction. So that's it. Thank you. I thought it was really fun to see the staff really enjoying themselves.
Should we do that in all branches?
Say it one more time.
Do we do that in all branches?
Well, that was at the League for Animal Welfare.
Okay.
Everybody in the system was invited to participate if they wanted to.
Okay.
Tell me when my audio's back. Testing. Thank you. Okay. So, just to update the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, enrollment is at 7,576, which is 64.6% of the eligible children enrolled. We did have a new United Way director was hired for Eastern Area, and she has started. We actually had lunch last week and really look forward to her coming on board, and she and her team are getting up to date on all things DIPLCO. Couple things I wanted to highlight. Our concierge service, the fan club, the Favorite Authors Now Club, we're going to be doing this as a pilot for a year. If anybody remembers, we had a program called PAC, the Popular Authors Club, which got discontinued due to logistics a number of years ago. So we're hoping to refine it, make it simpler to monitor and manage. And so what this is a list of 25 best-selling authors that if you want a hard copy book, you put your name on the list for it. We'll sign up for the program for those authors, and then we'll place the actual holds. So you'll get notification when the books come in. It was a really popular program, and looking forward to seeing how it goes. A little ad is run in your the newsletter, which is at your spot, so you can take a look for it in there. Intent is to drive traffic and usage to the branch, because we cannot do this with electronic materials due to the password and PIN requirements of the platforms. So it's just for hard copy materials. In February, the UC Evaluation Services Center folks will be here to talk to you about the survey work, so I won't get into any more of that, but I'm looking forward to them coming in February, kind of explaining that process and how I think it's going to be beneficial for us. We talked about the Meowie and Bright, and then just kind of highlighting the response to our staff development DEI training. Julie's going to talk a little bit about this too in her update, but our focus in on belonging and inclusiveness and some of the action steps there. So that is my director's report. Any questions? Interesting, the statistics. 40% increase of digital from 2019. That's a lot. And it sustained additional 18% increase from last year. So, which is just up and up and up after COVID. Any other questions for me?
I would just like to say, point out that Chris did a podcast with this organization called Connect Claremont. Connect Claremont is a community service organization that works to connect resources, works to connect resources with the Claremont County community. And it was about a 25-minute podcast where Chris did a great job of talking about the library and presenting the many different parts of the library that are available and beneficial for the community. So I appreciate you taking the time to do that. And I think it was very good.
Thank you. I saw that with Mr. Pelkin.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's called Good Day Claremont podcast. So there's also going to be one on the information library. We recorded them back to back. So it was a lot of fun.
Excellent.
Oh, there was another thing I wanted to point out in the HR notes. What was that that I wanted to? Oh, let's see. There was something I thought I had it highlighted. Yeah. I don't have it highlighted anymore. It's not coming to me. So, yes. In my director's report, I talked about the inclusiveness and, you know, how we can be seen more as a team. Teresa's the first one to kick off the department update. Kind of like a lot of the branches don't really understand what the support departments do. They don't really know how busy and wide and varied their responsibilities are. So this is the opportunity for the support departments to share what they do in their departments. So a little from very specific things to broad things. So we're going to take advantage of the HR notes to do that. So there we go.
Excellent. All right, thank you. And then looks like we're also going to have a presentation for human resources.
Yeah. Sorry, yes. So if you remember, my support department managers are going to come to a meeting on a regular basis and kind of give you guys an update on their worlds, what they're doing in their worlds. So Julie's here to talk about HR.
Thank you.
Happy holidays, right before the holidays. Give you a little rundown about the HR landscape. So if you'll beg my indulgence, I'm going to read this because I worked on it. I want to make sure I convey exactly what I meant. I don't want to try and ad-lib and mess something up. So just a little bit of background about the HR landscape as we end up, as we end 2023 and move into 2024. So we're 3 years post-pandemic, and the human resources landscape has continued to change in these 3 years, and it's still changing. The way we work, connect, and communicate continues to bring new challenges, but opportunities for us. We found over the last several years that a holistic approach to staffing and belonging on a system-wide level continues to become increasingly more important, both to us as we face staffing challenges, but also to our staff. They want to belong to an organization. CCPO will continue to work on fostering a diverse workplace where all employees feel valued and included. We are committed to DEI, which will work to foster a positive company culture and a sense of belonging to members of our organization. This includes training managers specifically in how to engage and interact with employees and how they can reinforce the values of the organization through their day-to-day interaction with staff. They have the most direct contact, and that's who I want to focus our efforts on so that they have the tools that they need to continue to engage and foster that sense of belonging with employees. More meaningful conversation and better communication will only improve the connection to the mission and vision of CCPL. We want to be an organization that gives an employee purpose, whether through their work or because of what we stand for. Hopefully both. CCPL needs to consistently demonstrate our mission, vision, and values to all employees. And that's where you all come in, by setting the best mission, vision, and values that we possibly can have, and I think ours are pretty darn good. As well, we need to continue to provide support for burnout, stress, and mental health challenges that impede well-being and productivity. We are accomplishing this through our employee assistance program, which you'll notice in your HR notes. It's consistently in there every month because it's just that reminder to staff of they might not need it now, but they may need it next month, and we don't want them to have to go look for it. And our comprehensive health insurance plan, which we just renewed for 2024. So we came in under the industry average. I'm going to ad lib here. So our broker did a really great job. I'm keeping it in single digit increases, and we are still under the industry rates for health insurance. So moving into 2024, more employee health and wellness information should be communicated to employees. We plan on having continuous education and training on diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging topics. And that will be a priority in the HR department and on the admin team. And we want to focus on the cultivation of an inclusive culture, creating a positive work environment as we move forward. As we head into 2024, we're still facing enormous talent shortages. If you've looked on our website, we still have openings. I filled a couple, but that just creates more. In 2022, there were approximately 2 open jobs for every unemployed person. The talent crunch is acute in tech, hospitality, healthcare, and retail. So this continued well into 2023 and is not going to change as we move forward into 2024, as you can see by our vacant positions. Our public service model is similar to retail, so we are experiencing these challenges finally. We need to find new approaches to access the talent needed to continue to maintain our existing levels of service for our communities and our customers. One obvious source is developing our internal talent. So, because the external supply is not always sufficient. So our internal recruitment process should be ongoing and consistent to ensure this talent pipeline. We've invested in them. If you all know, with hiring, it's always more expensive to hire externally than it is to promote internally. We're also looking to recruit from non-traditional sources of talent, including people without a 4-year college degree. By broadening our list of accepted credentials and certifications, we can attract new sources of talent. So continuing to rely on just the 4-year degree doesn't always guarantee the best employee. And finally, the competition for top employees is not going to decrease as we move into 2024. We must become more proactive at retaining existing employees, as well as attracting the best candidates for new positions, which is, I'll use the word again, it's challenging. We're seeing the cost of hiring rise as we're having to start new employees at higher rates of pay than prior years. This is going to continue. Strategies to retain existing employees will be researched and developed as we head into 2024, as there is a definite monetary cost associated with employee turnover. Thank you. Anybody have any questions?
No, just thank you for that update and presentation.
Thank you.
And I'm really looking forward to hearing what some of those retention strategies mm-hmm. are as those are developed.
Yes.
And what opportunities we can provide, whether it be tuition reimbursement beyond that 4-year degree, but you know, whatever flex schedule, whatever you guys come up with, I'm interested in hearing those.
This I'm seeding right now to let you guys know I am working on this. So and nothing's no decisions are made in a vacuum. This will go through the admin team. This will come to you guys, so that you'll know what we're working on.
In industries like ours,
mm-hmm.
right? So you mentioned retail.
Yeah.
In other public sector.
Public sector employers. It's the challenge has always been with public sector employers is where we shine is our benefits.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, what can we do to continue to shine.
Right.
Because we can't compete some on some level with the private sector for recruiting some positions. So what can we compete with otherwise?
But are there some like creative sort of outside the box?
That's what I'm going to be looking
strategies
at.
Strategies that,
yeah.
that you're, yeah. That
That's
you're
what I'm going to be working on as we come in. Because not only do we want to recruit new people in for vacant, I want to keep our existing employees.
Right. Attract and retain.
Yes. Because we have some really good employees. I mean, all of our employees. I mean, I really like this system. As the HR director, I talk to people all day, every day. And we've got a really good crew system-wide. And they're committed to the mission of the library. And I really want to keep them. So I want to look at, I'm going to look at alternatives. Obviously, work with the admin team to see what we can do, what's within our power, what we can suggest.
Do we have a pulse on what associates want? Like what they expect?
It's across the board.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of fine-tuning. Obviously, you can't do everything.
Right, absolutely.
So it's finding out, what are the hot things.
Yeah.
Right. And how creative can we get? I don't know. I don't know the answer. I wish I did have an answer right now. Say, here's how we can fix
right,
it.
Right, no silver bullet, right?
Right.
I appreciate you doing the research.
I will say, we have a good reputation as a library system, and, we are able to recruit and at least get people in for an interview. So, it's just, there's a younger generation they change jobs more frequently. So that, that is contributing to it. They try different things, and I get that. So it's, how can we keep them interested and staying with the library? So, and that's
awesome.
That internal promotion kind of thing. So.
Well, and to your earlier point, right, sell the total compensation.
Right.
As opposed to one aspect of total compensation, which
right.
is salary, that we probably will never be able to compete with,
I mean, we have
a range.
Equal
footing,
yeah, on equal footing, there's sometimes we're just not going to be able to make an outside employer,
but those benefits are.
There's benefits, and I do, we do appreciate that, you guys took a look at the pay grade schedule and were able to adjust that range last year or this year. So that's, that has helped. It's given me a little bit more leeway. But I do want to retain our existing employees. So that's what I want to look at. Is how can we create less vacancies by people moving on? So that's
and keep the cost of turnover down.
Yes, exactly.
Your comment about taking the holistic approach really seems to be a good focus because you're addressing a number of different areas that the employees are concerned about.
Right.
And even to the extent you can, focusing on those areas that may be more important to this person but not to that person and so
mm-hmm.
forth. So,
and I'd like to be able to address, the individual and an individual's needs as best we can. But it is that holistic, that system wide approach of what do we need moving forward as a system.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for your presentation.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jillian.
Before you move on, I wanted to make sure and mention the boxes in front of you are samples of our gingerbread making that we brought back this year after a hiatus. So you can take those home and make a gingerbread house. So this is, Branches will create the houses and then host these programs where kids come in and decorate the house with candy and icing, and it's a great time, and it's really cool to bring them back. I think every branch had the program this year, so.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Leslie, for making that.
Miami Township had extras today. I'm like, our board members would like to make
something. Yay. My granddaughters can do.
There you go.
Big kids and young.
Okay. We had a budget committee meeting on, cheat and look at my calendar here, was the 14th, I believe. Ms. Kasika is unavailable. She's the chair for that committee, so Mr. Cardinal has graciously agreed to give the update.
Okay. Yes, we had a meeting and concerning appropriations. And I got to say, in all the years that I've looked at appropriations and budgets, this one was absolutely the best from the standpoint of portraying exactly where the money's coming from, where it's going. You know, you distilled it all to one page. They distilled it all to one page, which was absolutely, I love one page presentations. And the thing that was really neat, they took what I would call a, you know, macro to micro approach. The macro approach in that, looking at the PLF and the other areas of revenue, and using those numbers as is versus trying to reduce the numbers and build a budget from that. I don't know, sometimes it seemed like a shell game to me. But anyhow, Melody and Chris, fabulous job. And I'm glad that you collaborated with the department heads because it made a real transparent look at the appropriation and how the dollars were going to be spent. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as I looked at it, as we look at the whole thing, you know, it come out to be an increase of 3.4% over last year. Okay, and you say, gee, 3.4%. Well, you think about that a little bit, and you know, they broke down this whole thing, you know, in supplies, contractual materials, capital, and other areas. And as we looked at that, they had, a reasons for ups and downs and that kind of thing. And, you know, okay, we're up 3.4%. Well, we had a 39% increase in electric costs. We had a 12% increase in health care. And over the years, I think you've done a great job in negotiating with the world there and keeping costs down. And what's interesting is that a number of potential suppliers, whatever, decided they weren't going to bid because we had a good rate. And, you know, so we only got increased a certain amount, not as bad as everybody else. So, again, that was a fabulous job. You know, some of the areas, other areas that, you know, that we looked at, the idea of, you know, the contractual expense up 39%, contractual expenses, you know, kept capital pretty much even, which was great. Supplies, the facilities manager is using, I mean, he's really looking at ways to go ahead and keep costs or, you know, the whole idea down as far as cost. And he's looking. And I mean, that's just great. One I thought was really good, the 27th pay fund, you know, for potential retirement. Instead of picking a number and using that number, you know, where did the number come from? Well, they went ahead and they looked at, gee, here's who we think could possibly retire, so therefore we need to fund according to that. Not that it might all, and not that it'll all come to fruition, but in case it does, hey, guess what? We're covered. And so, I mean, it was just, I thought it was just, you know, an outstanding, I mean, it was a very pleasant meeting versus, you know, in the past, we, oh my gosh, throw the papers around and all this kind of thing.
Going to say pleasant budget meeting,
or
those like
it was
yeah.
I
would agree, and you guys know I don't even like math and accounting, and it was great.
It was really good, and including the department heads that were there. I mean, that's just awesome, and getting their input and putting things together. I mean, that's how you do it, and it's not been done. It's not been done in the past, and this is the first time. And again,
it shows.
It was just outstanding. So. When it comes to the resolution, whatever the number is, Ernie, you got the number memorized for us. but anyhow, I'm going to recommend that we approve the appropriation resolution, and it's going to include, though, a part of our calculation is going to be non-bargaining unit increases for 2024, and we are recommending a 4% increase in the non-bargaining unit wages and benefits. 4%, and we wanted it to be meaningful, mainly because if we think about, the inflation number year over year is 3.1%. From November 2023 to November 2020, it's 3.1%. You know, and it cracks me up, though, about the politics. They say, oh, inflation's come down. Yeah, you know, the numbers got up to this point, and the next year, it went up just 3% more. But we're already up there, way up. So we just felt it needed to be meaningful. And so we wanted to beat that. And also the fact that Social Security increase was 3.4%. So we wanted to do better than, the government, so to speak. And we wanted to make sure we reward the employees for the good work. And so I'm going to recommend that we put that in the appropriation, that 4% increase. So take that number, that first number you gave us, that $10,345,000, and add $63,000, and we go from there. But the bottom line is, it was a nice meeting. I mean, I really like that. The approach was great, and full transparency. Didn't have a lot of moving parts to say, well, gee, maybe we move this from there and there. No, I mean, everything was clearly understood. And I look at the whole thing, I've got the synopsis of the whole thing, and just in 5 different blocks of the various areas. And explain, this is an increase, that's a decrease. And here's the basis why it was increased, and here's the basis why it was decreased. Mm-hmm. And made all the sense in the world to me, so I vote we sprinkle the holy water on this.
Sounds to me like it was so good, Tony, that you want to stay. That's what I'm hearing.
We tried that during the meeting.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so, it didn't work.
Anyhow.
Didn't work.
All right. We need again, a Christmas
good
miracle.
Job.
Yes, and I will second that. It was obvious that you guys collaborated. Teamwork makes the dream work. I say that all the time. I know it's cheesy, but it's true. And you guys made it a pleasant experience for me as well. And I don't like math. So there you go.
Thank you.
Okay, so I think if you guys keep me honest, we are down to new business on the agenda. So first item for resolution is resolution 2023-30 of acceptance of gifts to the library for the donations as listed. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Cardinal makes the motion. Mr. Humphrey seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Next item, resolution 2023-31, disposal of unneeded or obsolete library inventory. I need a motion, please.
So moved.
Ms. Wade makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Lyons seconds. Roll call vote, please.
Ms. Goss?
Yes.
Mr. Cardinal?
Yes.
Ms. Wade?
Yes.
Ms. Lyons?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Mr. Ray?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Motion passes. Next, 1, 2, 3, 4 resolutions are financial in nature. So, first one is resolution 2023-32, the permanent appropriation for 2024. Melanie, do you want to give any additional information on that? What? Chris, you're raising your hand.
I'll wait till after she's done.
Okay.
No, I don't have any additional. I hope we have all these.
What I wanted to say is you have revised versions of the resolutions that are paper copies at your desk. So we just want to make sure you're looking at the correct one. And then I also I have to state the record. I'm so appreciative of you thanking us for our hard work. We did put a lot of work into it. But the department heads annually do provide input. I didn't want you to think they don't. But what was new this year was bringing in the admin team. We want to make sure that everybody understands the process, that it helps with succession planning and everything. So we're really proud of the work we did this year. So thank you very much. That's all
excellent.
I can say.
Okay, so when we look at 2023-32, we do have the blank for the general fund, Melody, so is that...
Fill in the blanks.
So I'm not sure what that dollar amount is.
Well, you got to be, it's got to be $10,304,358 plus $63,000.
So it's the amount...
We weren't sure where you were going to land with any increases, so
gotcha.
It's a blank because of that.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And
so
just add the 60, add the 4% deal.
So for the board, that first 101 general fund dollar amount, that is reflective of that 4% increase. Okay.
What is the amount?
60. Tony, you've got the math there.
It's 63,638.80. That needs to be added to the 10,304,358.
10 million.
I'm sorry, yeah, 10 million. Yeah, right. And so basically the increase would go from 337,508 to right around $400,000. So instead of a 3.4% increase, it's a 4% increase. That $63,000 brings it up 0.6%.
For the purpose of the resolution, any questions about that blank line item, what dollar amount we're putting in there? Okay.
Tell me the number again. In a number. Not
63,000.
Get the
calculator
out.
No, I don't need pluses. I
need total.
Okay, I'll give you the total here.
$10,358.75
plus 63,638.80 plus. Okay, it's 10,367,997.55.
Good. I make a motion we approve the appropriation.
All right, Mr. Humphrey makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Cardinal seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. The next resolution is 2023-33, advance taxes. Anything that we need to share on that one, Melanie?
This is something that it appeared that had happened every year, and I just have to let the county know that we would like to collect our taxes in advance.
Okay.
It lets us get the money as it comes in instead of waiting until the payout.
Excellent. Thank you. All right. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Humphrey makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Lyons seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Next resolution is resolution 2023-34. This is the transfer of cash from the general fund to the capital fund.
Another one that was passed out today.
Okay, so this is one of the updated resolutions that you have in there.
100,000 is what we had agreed on.
Yep.
Yeah, 100,000, then we're going to relook in March just to...
Yep. So we're transferring 100,000 right now, and then traditionally the budget committee will meet again in February, March, and go through line items of how much is needed, and then that will be brought back before the board for an adjustment after that meeting. So just to start, we've got the 100,000 in the resolution. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
All right, Mr. Ramos makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Humphrey seconds. I think I need a roll call on this one.
Ms. Dodd?
Yes.
Mr. Cardinal?
Yes.
Ms. Lake?
Yes.
Ms. Lyons?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Okay. Last resolution is Resolution 2023-35. This is transfer of cash from the general fund to the debt service fund. Also was sitting in your paperwork on your table when you came in. And this is the $600,000
Miami Township
for this
bond.
Building bond. So that we can meet that when that comes due. Any questions on that one? Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Cardinal makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Lyons seconds. May I have a roll call vote on this one, please?
Ms. Dahl?
Yes.
Mr. Cardinal?
Yes.
Yes.
Ms. Lyons?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Mr. Reynolds?
Yes.
All right, motion passes. Thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda is going to be, I'm going to do things a little different this year and request that we make our appointments for our director. And as Mr. Ramos pointed out in his BOT brief for the month, the deputy fiscal officer, make those appointments in the December meeting, effective January 1st. Normally we do that in the January meeting and make it retroactive. I don't know why, so we're going to do it in December and make it prospective for January 1st. So I need a motion to appoint Chris Wick as director effective January 1st, 2024.
So moved, Humphrey.
Mr. Humphrey makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Cardinal seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. And then a motion to appoint Melanie Smithy as our deputy fiscal officer, effective January 1st, 2024.
So moved.
Ms. White makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Cardinal seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. A little housekeeping out of the way early. Thank you for that.
So that means the deputy fiscal officer reports directly to the board.
Is that correct?
Okay.
Yes. All right. Next item that I've kind of snuck in on the agenda, you guys, officer slate committee appointment. We do this in December. So I want to make the appointment to that committee so that the officers can be selected for the January meeting. I'd like to appoint Ms. Lyons, Mr. Ramos, and Mr. Humphrey to this committee. Do I have a motion? What, do I need a motion for that? If I'm appointing?
No.
I don't need to. Any concerns about those suggestions for the three of you? Any problems serving on that committee? No? Good. All right. Thank you very much for that, and we'll look for those officer recommendations in the January meeting.
I appoint Tony.
Second.
Okay, so speaking of that, I wanted to, you know, certainly add here at the end of our agenda a huge thank you. I know we talked about it at last month's meeting. A huge thank you to Mr. Cardinal for serving on the board 21 years. 21 years. Just let that sink in for a second. 21 years. So thank you so much for your service to Claremont County Public Library and to this board. We are definitely going to miss you, but we know where you are, so we're not going to be shy.
Well, it's been a pleasure. It really has. And we've had our ups and downs, and I think we're on a real upper right now. I really do. And, in 2007, 2008, we had that PLF, just killed us. And we were stuck with trying to keep things going. And then the big COVID stuff happened. And boy, I tell you what, there was no playbook as to what you do there. Mm-hmm. But you kept going, didn't have to go ahead and lay anybody off or furlough or do whatever. You kept on going. So, it's been good. And from a fiscal standpoint, my gosh, you know what? Yeah, we got that 0.9 mill continuing levy, or not continuing, but you've done so well with the bucks, so well. And it's been a pleasure. You know, the whole idea when I got on the board way back when was the idea that, you know, I thought, you know, I'm a taxpayer here, and I want to make sure that, do whatever we can to make sure you spend the money correctly, or, I mean, conservatively, so to speak. And you've done it. I mean, it just goes on and on. We've built, what, a number of branches over the past 20 years, 21 years? And tell you what, it's a flagship. It really is. So my hat's off to you, and then again, it's been a pleasure being a part of it. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your leadership.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, before the hankies all come out, let's move on. So, just want to remind everyone that the Records Commission is going to meet immediately after conclusion of this Board of Trustees meeting. It will not take long, I promise. So I am going to suggest we have a quick little 5-minute bio break because we've been going at it for a while here in between. A reminder that our next meeting will be January 22nd, 2024. So I need a motion to adjourn.
So move, Humphrey.
Mr. Humphrey makes the motion. Mr. Cardinal, would you like
second.
A second? There we go. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, meeting is adjourned at 7:41 p.m. We are going to reconvene at 7:46 for the Records Commission meeting.